Good morning, everybody. This is Thomas speaking from the Holiday Homes podcast. And today I would like to talk with you about the question, what drives your revenue per average rental and how can you maximize your total revenue you make with your vacation rental or short-term rental throughout the year? I've done some research and I've talked to a couple of people and got some decent insights, which I would like to share with you today. So, if you're interested, stay tuned. We'll get started right away. So, what are the core things you can do as a host for a short-term or a vacation rental that maximizes your probability of having a decent and a good overall revenue from renting at the end of the year, or to maximize your RevPAR, your revenue per average rental? So that's a pretty big question. A lot of people in the industry are talking about and thinking about and working on. My perspective on that has changed a bit. Why? Because I've done a bit of research on all your rooms, all your hotels, and all your homes. And then also looked at a couple of players in the European space. Just yesterday I listened to another podcast from Rentals United on a guy who's running a short-term rental management company in London. And from that, I had some nice aha moments. So first of all, which is kind of not the most compelling aha moment, but it makes a whole lot of sense, is how well do you position your vacation rental on the international sales platform. So when you have your rental online and you want to get bookings, get people on board, how you present it on booking.com, on Airbnb, on Expedia and the likes, what's the quality of your pictures, how do your rooms look like? What's the impression you convey via your online listing? And the more professional you are, the better the pictures are taken, and the more nicer and modern state of the art the furniture, the equipment in your apartment, in your home is looking like, the higher your view rate on, for instance, booking.com, and the higher your click-through rate on the initial search results of an OTA site will look like. Because it just makes sense when you think about it. You're going on a trip, you jump on booking.com, you type in your destination and the number of people you are and the time you want to travel. And then you have a list of results. And when you look at the results, what are the results you're most amazed about? It's the results that have great pictures, that have a compelling title, where you say, hey, that sounds interesting. These pictures look interesting. This couch looks amazing. Or this bed is where I really, really want to sleep. And then you click on them, and then you do all the rest. So great pictures really, really drive clicks and click-through rates on your on the listings, on the OTA pages you are listing on. And the thing is, it gets even more important the worse your competitors are. So when you look into cities, into regions where the hotel market or the vacation rental space is not fully optimized it, in the sense that all the owners and hosts still work with their inventory they used to have for the past 10, 20, 30 years, then making a difference by just showing great pictures and great accommodations makes a huge, huge, huge difference. Because then what people are used to, they're having great standards of living at home. They're used to live in nice flats, nice homes, nice houses. And then when they travel, when they go on vacation, they want to keep the standard. They don't want to go bad. So for instance, when we go to cross-country skiing in winter to France with friends that live in Paris, and then we go to the French Alps because it's kind of a good compromise between location, good probability of snow, and driving distance, then the natural fit are the French ski resorts. And the problem there is all the accommodation, all the places you can go to, especially as a family, are so crappy, so old, so basic, so not attractive that you say, hey, I'd much rather like to stay at home, because going to these places and spending a lot of money just doesn't feel good. But at the end of the day, you will book it anyway because you want to meet your friends, because you have some appointments, because you want to go to that destination, and there's no other choice than accepting these type of places. So when you enter these markets with a fresh approach, with fresh flats, for nice, good-looking homes, then you're suddenly number one. People look at their listing results page and say, hey, what is this? This looks so good, so amazing. That's where I want to stay. So having great pictures makes a huge difference. And when you want to have great pictures, you need to have great furniture and great setup in your apartment. So that's step number one. You need to have a great online presence in order to be number one in your specific niche, in your specific area you want to sell your vacation rentals. So that's just one part of the puzzle. And the second part of the puzzle is price. So revenue per average rental is driven by occupancy and is driven by price. So I'm coming from more like the premium perspective. There's okay, from the rentals I have, I always said, well, let's go for the higher end of the market. We can charge higher average daily rates, and then the product from average daily rate plus a lower occupancy never hurts. But then when you dig deeper into the numbers, you will say, hey, what are the effects that by going a little bit down on average daily rate, but at the same time increasing the occupancy, there must be that point where the whole thing changes. So going for an upscale strategy is not upscale, but like a premium strategy, charging high prices is good, but this might work for the main season where demand is high. What do you do in the off seasons or in the not so high demand seasons when you charge high prices? Your occupancy goes down. The question is, how far can you go down to make sure that your occupancy is always as high as possible? So ideally in the range of 80-90%. And what I feel from the outside in, what I've seen with a couple of players now on the market, it's a thing called dynamic pricing. This can be a whole lot of things, but for me the main idea here is that you don't just offer static prices, but pricing is a function of all the variables that influence the number of people that might be interested in booking your rental, your flat or your home. Meaning that when there's a concert, or when there is a vacation period, or when there is something that affects a lot of people that makes them come to your area at the same time, then there's suddenly a huge demand, or more demand than normally, which then usually is a good chance to raise prices, because people will book your places anywhere. Or the other thing is, if there's off season, so there are no vacations, no concert, no event, no whatsoever, then charging a high price is maybe a little more difficult, because people have the choice. They go online, they say, hey, this is a nice flat, but well, it's twice as expensive as all the other places on the site. So I compromise on quality of living, and I definitely go for the offering that is like half the price. So when you do that, it's kind of difficult with a high price. When you then say, hey, I have dynamic pricing, I will always have a look at what are my competitors charging, and I try to be 1 or 2 euros below the price my biggest competitors are charging. And then something interesting happens. So when you have the best flat and house on the market with great pictures, with great furniture, with great overall experience, and then you are among the top 10, top 15% in terms of price on the market, and given that there is always a bit of demand, then there's no other way than people will book your place, because you have the best pictures, you have obviously the best overall experience in terms of product, and you are among the top 10 or top 15 lowest offerings in terms of price on the market, then people have to book with you, because otherwise they would act inconsistent. They get a good apartment or a good house for a good price, so why wouldn't you want to book that place then? So, and then you at all times of the year you underprice your competitors a bit, and in so doing you really really jack up your occupancy rate. So meaning you go from say 50%, 60% to north of 80%, even close to 90 or more percent. So now when you take the product out of occupancy and the average daily rate you're charging, then you get the revenue per average rental, and then if you multiply it by the times of the year, then you should get to a very decent revenue that you can make with your vacation rental. And for me, these are the core two drivers, obviously, because that's what RevPAR is all about. But when you think about it, dynamic pricing on the one hand, and having a great product, great pictures, a great offering on the other hand, that are the two most important ingredients for driving more money into your pockets from vacation rentals. I have not so much talked about the cost side of things, so this was just a pure revenue perception or revenue analysis. When you do that analysis and in addition work on the cost side of things, because when you go for dynamic pricing and your strategy is always be the lowest, then you have to be sure that your cost strategy is also very effective, because when you go on underpricing your competitors, you better make sure that you never sell your properties for less than you have actual costs of the whole thing. So you should definitely have the cost side of things under control as well. But that's always something you can work about. So the analysis we have been talking about was just looking at the revenue side of things. So these are my thoughts on how to maximize your revenues as a short-term rental host or a vacation rental host. And at the end of the day, it's not that complicated. Well, implementing, for instance, a dynamic pricing could be really complicated, but there are a couple of tools out there that you can use that make your life easier. But just to keep in mind, you can also do that manually. It's a little more work because you have to check prices on a daily basis, but it's definitely worth the effort to just give it a go for say 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and play around with it a bit and see if you can really raise up occupancy rates. And then when it really works out, bringing up occupancy rates, you can definitely see how your overall revenue per month or your RevPAR develops. So have a look, try it out, and I'm curious to see how that works for you. And thanks for listening, and talk to you soon. Bye.